The Veil TV. Live streaming TV made by psychics, for psychics, helping others around the world. Thank you for joining us today, and welcome to the show.
Hello, Patrick Olmsozo here. Thank you so much for joining us. Kat's coming on. There she is.
Hello, everyone. Hi. My fault. That was an error. Sorry.
That's all right. I caught it.
Welcome to Through the Veil TV, everyone. And I am the Psychic Cat, and we have Patrick Olmsozo on tonight. Yeah. And we also have a guest in to do a we are doing free readings, mini readings. So we have a guest today for you.
Oh, nice.
So how have you been?
I've been well. I kind of slept a little bit. We got a new bed this morning. So I was able to get it set up, and that actually it felt really nice. So when I laid down, my back was pretty sore. I got up, I feel much better, which is a change. So
that's really good. It'll make a difference.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I'm just going to take that energy and put it right here, man.
Yeah. Good. Now, what we're doing is, if you want to get in the studio for a free reading, let me know in the comments and I'll send you an application. And we are, the readings on the show are 1777. And I know, Patrick, you do go very in depth with your readings. Like, you do, but they're not meaning you do, like, your readings are amazing. And,
Thank you. But, yeah, so that's going to get you a full reading. So, you know, 1777. And we can look at cards. I got pendulum yes or no questions you can give me. Are we doing one card for free today while things are going on?
Yes, we'll pick a lucky winner out towards the end for you to do a short mini for a one card or a question.
Sure.
And but if anyone wants a more in-depth reading and their own time with Patrick, it's 1777.
There we go.
Yeah. I'll bring our guest in. Now, here we go. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
No, we can't say your name. How do you say your name?
You can call me Desi.
Desi, okay.
Yeah, Desiana is my full name, but it's too long, so just call me Desi.
All right, Desi.
Welcome to our show, Through the Veil. And I'm going to leave you with Patrick to get your reading. He's amazing.
Thank you, Kat. So, Desi, how may I help you?
Oh, I just... I'm very interested in the reading because I just want to get some guidance of what few things are happening in my life. So, you know, I just thought I'd just have a go and, you know, see if the card of, you know, give me something or the guidance or what's going to happen in the next 12 months.
All right. So just a general then, kind of is what you're wondering, just a general what's going on next 4 months, life stuff.
I guess I'm just launched a new business. So I'm just wondering how that going.
And all right, hey. Okay, good. So that's something specific. So good. So you're wondering how it's gonna go next 4 months, new business.
Yep.
Daisy. Where are you calling from, Daisy? What part of the world?
I'm in Melbourne, Australia.
Oh, nice. Australia. I'm in Arizona, so you're like a day and a half in the future.
Yes, it's early morning.
Nice. All right. So I'm going to pull some cards from the Irish deck. Okay, Daisy. And then I've got another deck that I'm feeling like I should probably pull for you. Right out of the gate, I get the Emperor. So that's really good. I'm going to put my reading glasses on. So, all right. So protection, commanding leadership. This is like a masculine energy. I don't know if you have a partner or what's going on as far as someone masculine around you or was recently around you, because this could be actually to start out the gate. It's kind of a recent past. Does that make any sense? Someone that's was very positive to be around. Growth, strength, regulation.
Well, I do have a business partner in, you know, when I do my business. It's not he, so.
Yeah, but this could be, it doesn't necessarily mean a female. It means kind of someone with a masculine energy. So, and that could be her. But anyway, so that's that. Let's move on and maybe it'll make more sense as we go. Then we got the strength. This is great. Right now, you got the courage, balance, strength, compassion, some very positive energy going right now.
Okay.
You notice that kind of looks like a womb too, not to be, you know, I always look at the pictures too. So, obviously, you started the business. There's a birthing process, right? So you're in that, and that's the pains. That's everything beautiful and horrible about starting a business. And so that's what you're going through right now. So let's keep going. Oh, nice. So then I get the Queen of Cups. This is all about you. Okay, Daisy, caring, sensitive, intuitive, patient, trust. It's really has a lot to do with love. And I don't think you really have a problem loving yourself. And that's good. You know what I mean? And it's not just about loving you. You care for other people is what the card is saying. But I'm saying you have, you know how some people need to get healed up, right?
Yeah.
Because they don't love themselves. And but you don't have that issue. So you're good to go as far as the energy moving forward. You're talking about the next 4 months. Now we say 1, 2, 3, that's in the end of the third month. Boom. And then we got great. Well, we got the devil card in reverse. So that's actually very positive. Okay. Very positive. You're going to be feeling pretty confident. That's what's telling me. You're going to be feeling very confident in about the fourth month, right? Things are really going to be clear as far as how they're playing out. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to move to another deck for you really quick. This one's more of an Oracle Angel card deck, which is got sigils. Are you familiar with sigils at all, Daisy?
No, I don't.
So sigils is like a written prayer in the form of a shape, so that pretty much the only person that knows what that means, unless it's shared, of course, it's used a lot on amulets and stuff, is the person who created the sigil. And they used a lot in all different kinds of energy work, like magic and, you know, stuff like that. But all the way through the Christian, you know, it's the whole gamut, even though they didn't even realize they were probably making sigils, but they were. And there's nothing wrong about it. So it's an energetic expression right now, right? So I'm going to pull a card here and I'll show you what I mean. So this is Japhiel saying Japhiel is really being a part of your life celebration. So that's what I feel. Even just talking to you, Daisy, I'm excited for your business. You know, I'm excited for that because but see that? Now that's the card. That's what's called light language all the way around the edge of the card. Okay. So that's like tongues of angels. And that thing, the symbol in the middle is what's called the sigil.
Oh, okay.
And that one represents the angel Japhiel. The wheel within the wheel, the color, it's really your communication chakra, right above it. So, yeah, it's right above your heart chakra there. I'm terrible with those things. But anyway, celebration. So that's really positive.
That's great.
Then we go from that to Zaphkiel, delight. So, yeah, that's deep. I've never seen this. I just started using these cards, and they're just beautiful.
Oh, delight.
So if you focus on that shape a little bit, you know, just kind of look at it. There's a vibration and a knowledge and an understanding that come with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that could mean something totally different to you than it would to me, right? I mean, because it's really the perspective. But that's great energy there going forward. You got a lot of angelic cooperation. And last but not least is another Zaphkiel. That's a confirmation, and it says euphoria. So that's pretty good. So it's going to be the same sigil as it was the last card.
Mm-hmm.
But this one's, see how that's kind of representing structure, right?
Yeah.
And it's euphoria. So you really, to me, that says, listen, your foundation's good, right? You've done your due diligence, and now you just need to enjoy the ride, okay? Continue to do what you need to do, and you know what you need to do, right? Because you're experienced at what you do. a lot in that, right, Daisy?
Yeah, it's been
I feel pretty good about that. I'll even do a pendulum here. So Daisy's business, doing well. In 4 months or so, I get it to me clockwise is yes, and that's what I'm getting on the pendulum. That's just a validation of what I just read from. Trying to think of something because I'm a life coach too and such, so you know, just continue to monitor your progress even on a daily basis, right? Looking at the balance sheets. look at your loss, profit loss, that kind of stuff, and see if there's changes that can be made. I feel that's an important thing, that maybe you're gonna, there's gonna be a discovery, research and discovery as this goes on, and the metrics, because you don't really have, I don't know how long you've been going, but you guys have been accumulating metrics, and you can use, there's something in there that that's kind of a golden cow, I feel.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. sounds very positive. Thank you so much, Patrick.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Patrick. And thank you. Is it Desi, did you say?
Yeah, Desi.
Thank you. And
Desi, thank you so much. You're a beautiful soul.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Patrick.
That was awesome. Yes. That's a good way to get the energy going. She's got a beautiful business cabinet. She's going to be doing really well. So, hi, Sanchez.
Hi, Sanchez. I can't say it. Oh, my gosh.
I some names. I tell you what, in these new cards I've been using, some of the angelic names, I can't say, really. Because please say hi and put your question here. Okay, yep, gotcha. So, my name is Patrick Omsozo. I'm here as a guest on Through the Veil TV. Thank you so much, Kat, for you guys, Sarah, and everybody, and this platform to be able to reach out to people and express myself and promote my business and hopefully help your guys' business. So, there's this really positive financial tornado hurricane thing that happens.
Mm-mm. Now, we've got Desi back. Just, can you hear me, Desi? Not your head. She's in the green room. Can you hear me? I think she wants to say something. Maybe she wants to thank you. I'm not sure. Or has another question. I'll just quickly see what she wants. Hello. Did you want to say something else?
No. I don't want to say anything. Sorry. I should have just, get out. Sorry. I just going to.
It's okay, Daisy. It's okay. But I really feel like you do have something. No, I'm teasing with you.
I just saw you back in the gray room and I thought maybe you wanted to just say something else.
Yeah, no, it's all right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. That's me and technology, Daisy. Don't be embarrassed. My goodness. The first show we did, you know, seen the behind the scenes over at my place. I was like, couldn't find the links. I couldn't accept PayPal. And Tony wasn't feeling well, so she couldn't, like, produce. Hi, Sarah. So I have handlers. My wife's a handler. She makes sure I get pointed in the right direction most of the time.
Yeah. Tony, the global healer.
Yeah. And she's a medium, even though she won't claim, you know, she's like, I'm not a medium, but she is. And and she's a medium. She reads for other mediums. Up a lot of times, because, you know, as a practitioner, I had a call yesterday, a very difficult one. That's one of the things about the readings that are not always fun when you get something kind of traumatic, right? And I knew this lady was a reader too. You know, I felt that. Plus, she said I started doing some cards. It was a live voice, so she couldn't see me and I couldn't see her. But sound just very sweet personality, very soft, gentle person. And the question about love, and man, you know, they've been together like 5 years and I just wasn't getting, like, it was going forward, you know? And so, that's a tough thing. And I tried to, so I was like, listen, I know I can feel your heart. You really care for this person. And right now it may be, you know, you guys are kind of stale, the relationship kind of stale, but otherwise she wouldn't have been asking the question. Right. And the answer I got was just, you know, no, I don't see it going forward. And then the call ended. I didn't even get the kind of, you know what I mean? But that's, so why did I bring that up? I don't know. You know.
Working on hotlines.
Tony's not a medium. Why did I even talk about that story, though? That's weird.
Yeah, I'm working on hotlines and doing this work. I'd say the majority of calls are about love.
Yeah, oh, you get a lot of that. And some of them aren't good, you know, and some of them are even the people inquiring about their partner. They're the ones actually executing the, you know, the abuse. It's like, and then you know, because listen, we live and die for reviews, you know, and so then you have this, and I don't struggle with it. I say what I got to say and I shoot from the hip. And if it hurts, I apologize. because, you know, bottom line is I can't step into the zone where I'm afraid to say something that will offend someone or hurt them. You know, even, you know, listen, get more than one reading. You know what I'm saying? Go to another practitioner, especially when it comes to stuff. Someone, if I give you a reading and it just, whoa, you know, hey, get two more readings, you know, just minis from some people to verify and validate. You know, because these are deep things. And I would have told that lady that too, but I never got the opportunity to say anything. It's like I just dumped all over her world. I know I did, because I could feel her heart. She was very much in love with this guy. And then the phone just hung up. And she didn't hang up on me the time, literally. You know, she was in shock when she got the news, you know, like someone would. Well, that is Oh, yeah, that's pretty intense. That'd be a good question. You can definitely book a session through Tony on Facebook.
We've got audio problem. I'll sort it out. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Oh, could you hear everything I was saying then?
No.
Oh, okay, we've got an audio problem then. So you've just come back. I was talking to you.
Oh, really? Did you guys hear about all that story?
I was trying to interrupt you because when you describe something, you get lost in it.
Yes.
You get lost in your stories, and I have to interrupt. Everyone, I have to interrupt him because his stories are very deep. Now, are you happy to do a mediumship reading on the show, a paid mediumship reading? We have Shan Chairs.
Okay.
They're 1777 at the moment.
Okay.
She wants to schedule a reading to see if her, if my dad murdered my mom.
Yeah. Oh, she's talking about with Tony, because Tony can do some mediumship. Yeah.
She wants it with Tony.
Yeah, I believe so, because we were just talking about the mediumship, and then she wants to find out, for her dad. Right. And that's a pretty good question. You know, and she may or may not. Listen, I can't go there because it's amazing. Yeah. You just never know what's going to happen, and it's best not to give any. In fact, if you do, I won't even mention this to Tony. I mean, she may be watching the show. I don't know. But just
Tony,
the less information you give her, the better, right? So just, if you end up having a session with Tony, just show up and say hello and then let her do, because she'll find the question you got. It'll just come out. She'll answer it most likely. So just to kind of, that's a way to prepare.
Yeah.
Both of you. Okay. Oh, so our connection was having issues between each other, I guess, because other people could hear us.
Patrick Omzonzo, you are a hard man to interrupt when you talk.
I know. Why do you think Tony gets so pissed? I'm sorry, and I don't mean to talk about it. Yeah, and you're right. You need to interrupt me. When I start going down some bunny trails and you recognize that, interrupt. What color is the ceiling? I'll be like, oh.
Thank you, everyone, for watching Through the Veil TV. We are live and we are raw, and that's the way we love it, don't we? Yep. And Sarah Miller says, always speak the message that is given, never sugarcoat or not to speak truth. And that is very true, because when you get a reading from a psychic or, you know, a medium, it can change your life. It can change your direction. So it's always good to give the truth in a reading.
You know, it's said that Tara will never tell you what you want to hear. It'll tell you what you need to know.
Yeah.
And you know, I like, even I think I did a reading last time. Yeah, someone paid $10 or something, and we did something last time, $10.70. And within that, the first three cards, from what I remember, were all very positive, right? Her business, whatever, her work was doing really well. And but then I drew the fourth card, and it was a reverse love card, you know, like a three, and I can't remember what it was, but it had everything to do with the relationship, basically saying it's done. And so I just delivered three beautiful, positive, giving hope cards. And then all of a sudden, and I had that moment, you know, like, do I just put that card back in the deck? You know what I mean? I ain't gonna lie, because it went totally against the first three cards. But that's where you gotta come to yourself as a practitioner, as a reader and a psychic, right? Because some impressions only come in just for a blink, a picture, a word. an idea, a feeling, an empathic feeling. So anyway, and I decided I'm going to deliver it as sensitive, right? I'm not going to just say, listen, something's breaking up right now. You're heading for a wall. I just said, gently described it. And turned out she's about to go through a divorce. So it made total sense. The cards were there,
And yeah, so I didn't realize Shan Chance was already contacted with Tony, but Tony the Global Healer, your beautiful wife, is soon releasing the most beautiful tarot cards.
Yes.
And they're on my show because I'm going to be using them on my show. They've got what is on them? There's something on them that does something to the card, like cleanses it or.
Oh yeah, there's going to be light language on all the cards, similar to what I don't know. The cards I just showed you.
Yeah.
I showed you. Oh, yeah. I just read the lady earlier. So, yeah, there's going to be light language, not like necessarily like this, but to give you an idea, she's got her own light language that she writes. And, they all are spawned and created from source, right? Like,
there she is.
She's my baby. So, they're going to be very powerful cards for. In readings. I'm excited, and she's not far away from being done.
I can't wait. And I've requested a signed autograph on the pack for me.
And she did all the artwork for the cover. It's all done by her. So
yeah,
all the artwork is done by Tony. And
amazing.
She came up with all the name. She came up with everything about it. So
yeah, I always see these cards are going to take her a long way. They're going to be very popular.
And I feel like you're right. Yeah.
Now, if everyone watching, please put your question in the comments. We're going to pick out a lucky viewer towards the end to receive a one card or a one question with Patrick. If you want to get on the show to get a free reading, let us know in the comments and I'll contact you. Now, if you want an in-depth reading with Patrick, on the show, do you do three cards on the show? That's 17.
I'll do whatever it takes, whatever comes through. So,
yeah, so 17.
At least three cards, most likely there'll be multiple decks.
Yeah,
there's any yes or no questions that you have, I'll answer those the best I can with my pendulum. So,
your readings are amazing, they're like a bit of this and a bit of that. It's really good.
Yeah, I'm like an Italian chef.
When are you going to play your guitar on the show for us and sing?
Yeah, I'll have to do that. Absolutely. Maybe we'll do some of that next week. And, that'd be nice. I can totally do it. Everything's sitting right by me. So
I would love you and Tony to do lives on Facebook and YouTube singing. Anyone that doesn't know, he's a musician. And so is Tony's wife. And they're amazing. You're on YouTube.
I appreciate that. I love kind words.
It's true. Yous are amazing. I'd love to see. Could you see a bit of it now? Musicians getting on Facebook.
And we finally got some equipment to where we can do some stuff. It's just, between giving readings, we got to work and you got to put in the time to do that. So, what we need to do is incorporate a live with and we're like that close. I mean, we've been sorting out the mics and all this kind of stuff. To her doing bowls, me doing the shofar and guitar, her singing in light language, just really deep vibrational, high vibrational stuff, that'll be, it's going to be pretty healing. I'm excited to do that. So we'll probably do like 1 to 2 hour shows.
Yeah, awesome. Has anyone got any questions? It's very quiet. We've got 5 viewers and no one's got a question. A lucky viewer to get a one card. If you want any depth, more time with Patrick, your own time, it's 1777. It's a hot special we have at the moment.
That's right. Special, just like you. So let's do it. So, Kat, did you want a card, you said?
No, I don't want a card. I want a viewer to put a comment in so we can pick out a winner to get a free card towards the end.
Oh, I need to put a comment?
No, the viewers.
Oh.
And you pick out.
I'm sorry. I need to probably get louder speakers to kind of go with, because I can hear you, but my ears, and I play loud, right, when I play a lot of times. So, yeah, I have not been nice, kind to my ears.
But But now we're going to pick up a comment from someone and do a one card free. Towards the end.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. But what do you call that role thing that you've got that you play?
You want to see the shofar? Should I do a blast?
Yeah, why not? That's awesome. All right.
So you want to get some headphones now. If you don't have them on, I would get headphones on because this may be very beneficial for you.
This was very healing. Seen
this before. It's called a grand Yemenite, a shofar. This one's from the Middle East, from Jerusalem thereabouts, from an animal over there. But anyway, it's a tool, right? Just like doing it's a way of focusing energy, sort of vibrational healing. I've seen people physically healed from the blasts, emotionally, a lot of emotion heals. Because a lot of times I'll blow into a person's central heart area, really in Hebrew. This whole area is your heart, not just that. This is where you feel the fire a lot of times. And man, people can feel it blow that through them when I do that. A lot of times, you know, and again, some people will feel nothing, yet there'll be a very positive change in their life, right? So yeah. I call it an angel whistle. Angels love this sound. It's a form of high praise in heavens. This is what they're blowing. It's, you know, in the Book of Revelations, they talk about the trumpets. They're not talking about brass trumpets. They're talking about stuff like this, you know, shofars. Pretty much everywhere you see a trumpet in the Bible, it wasn't a pretty little brass trumpet. It was this, or something like it. I do have a ram's horn too. It's a lot smaller and they all have different functions. I use the ram's horn pretty much in spiritual warfare because it's pretty destructive, against darkness. And, they used to use that. The reason why it's so effective is because they used to use it in battle. That's the horn they blew. I think there's a story they went in and this massive amount of people, these warriors that were coming against the Israels. And I mean, it's a sea of people and it was nighttime. So you could see all their fires. And there was a group of like 120, maybe. I can't remember the specific number. I'm butchering the story. Bottom line is they went in amongst all those people and broke a vase and then blew their shofars, those ram horns. That's what they blew. And what happened is all those people, and I think they were even giants. I'm not even sure. These were big warriors, and they all killed each other. They didn't touch the 120 guys sitting in the midst of this vast army coming against them. God said, I want you to go in the midst of them, break a vase. In other words, wake them up, right? So they broke a vase, and then they blew their shofars, and when they came out, they were just in terror. So really kind of a wild story. So this one's all about life, you know. Okay. I don't, you know, this one gives life. This one stimulates your life. It's meant to bless you. Shalom, right? It's supposed to be a healing, financial blessing, emotional blessing. So I am going to blow it now. So hopefully you have some headphones.
Thank you.
So let me know if there was anybody who had a positive experience. That'd be cute. So and nice. Beautiful. You know, talk about your successes, right? I mean, when you're around people, if you've had a success because your testimony or, you know, your experience could help turn someone else's life around, you know, just by sharing, even, you know, hey, I got a free cup of coffee today, man. This person in front, you know, anything like that, you know, and that's vibration, right? Those are words. The shofar is a horn, you know, or, you know, that they have conches, you know, in the Hawaiian culture. It's not the Hawaiian, Polynesian culture, which are, you know, Samoan and that such. They have those big shells. Those are very spiritual, very cool.
I love those shells.
Yeah, I'd love to get one of those someday. That'll be nice. Animals always respond. My cat normally comes running. My white cat, Shekinah, we call her Shekinah. That's the name of the glory in Hebrew. But she loves the shofar. She usually comes running.
Now, I know Shantaz wants to do a booking, a mediumship reading. That's a separate thing. So would you like to do her? She's the only one that's commented tonight.
Okay.
And, would you like to do not mediumship, just a one card?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead and have her put a question up on the screen. You know, go ahead and get a question.
Okay, she put another question, I think. Oh, maybe this one.
If I will stay married or move on to someone else. Okay, well, you know, that's a pretty heavy question, right? Because, you know, stay married. So I'm going to use a pendulum, kind of disconnect. You know, stay or move on. So stay, you know, stay. Well, I get through the pendulum and I'm going to pull a card too, but it started going no, but it was kind of slow. So, I mean, you wouldn't be asking if you didn't have some hesitation there. So, because I feel the heart, you know, feel the heart. That's a very sensitive deal. So right now, as far as the pendulum goes, it doesn't feel very positive, like it's going to go forward. You know, it was hesitation, right? So, but it was definitely moving in a no, but it was very small. Not like I get it where, you know, if there's definitive, it'll swing. I mean, I'm not swinging. I just start to swing. Okay. I'm not sitting up here trying to manipulate nothing. I just let the energy come through my body and let it do what it's going to do. And I can feel the answer along and see the answer. So it's an affirmation. And yeah, I don't feel like, for whatever reason, if you guys just aren't together, just grew apart, I'm going to pull a card here and maybe that'll shed a little light on without you saying too much on your end, because either what I say is going to bear witness or is not, and I hope it does. So, yeah, right out of the gates I get. My light is being funky. Six of Pentacles in reverse. So, yeah, that kind of confirms the idea of why it's not really moving forward, because there's a lack of support, right? There's a lack of balance. And so, you know, charity, improvement, there's no improvement, not really. And again, okay, so in tarot, Pentacles is an earth sign, the pentacle, and it looks, this is me Irish deck, I'll show you what it looks like right side up. Talks about support, balance. Each one of those is a pentacle. If you see those Roman structures on the, you know, front of a lot of courthouses, really cool looking pillars, that's pinnacles that on top or on the bottom. Anyway, the pinnacle is actually the top. Sorry. Anyway, so there's a lack of support. This came in reverse. So it actually came in like this, and that has a meaning too. I mean, it's the reverse of everything on there, or the feeling that card generally has. Six being an earthly number too. All right, huh? And so that's, you know, I kind of feel like you're all right with this, because, you know, this is kind of a confirmation, because there is no support for you. There's just no balance going on, and you deserve support and you deserve balance. And you also need to understand to go through a grieving, give yourself some time for grieving, right? There's denial, and you may be there now. I don't know, you know, but you asked the questions and you are being stirred in your own right to ask that question. And the answer to that question via the pendulum and through this, pendulum says no, and this says why. Because you're not getting any support. There's no balance, like equality between the two. Like someone talks over the other person or is a little bit more overbearing. And so that person towards you, and then, you know, prosperity, it's poor, right? It just don't feel good. All right? So acknowledge those fruits. Obviously, make your own choice. That's really up to you. When you say, "Am I?" If the other person is participating and this is just all you, then that's up to you. But it sounds to me like it's being motivated by someone else, right? Your partner, obviously. And they're not supporting you, and it's just not there. So I'm sorry. That's a hard one to give you, but that's the truth. So you take that, you look at the fruit, what's coming out of his mouth, what he's doing action-wise, saying, doing, and where he's spending his time. All those things are types of fruit. And if it all, you're probably getting all kinds of signs. So just move forward with it as soon as you're able to, because I understand if this is not willing on your part, in other words, this kind of happening, then that's just horrible, But I kind of feel like you're all right with it. Let me know what you think, please. That would be nice. Was that all just
thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, I've put we're coming towards the end of the show, sort of. I've got just under 20 minutes. I'm ahead of myself a bit.
Uh-huh. That's all right.
I looked at the clock before. I looked at it wrong. I thought it was 10 minutes. Sorry. Now,
Oh, no, it's okay. I was just had finished, I think. I don't know what she thinks.
Yeah, let us know, Shan.
Yeah, because, I was writing a really, writing a story there with the things I'm saying. And it's nice to get some validation if that's there. Thanks so much. I feel this man lacked a bit. Yeah, yeah. That's what I kind of was figuring. I wasn't going to just totally commit there until I get an affirmation. But, yes, so that was a good card. And you just take that information. That means you're able to reset. This is healing, okay? Acknowledge acceptance is one of the first stages of grief too. And yeah. Really accepting it. Like, you know it. And I'm sure if you've gotten other readings, it's probably come through there. But just acting on that information using wisdom, right? So make sure all your ducks are in line, whatever you need to do legally. And then do it, just do it and get started with your new life, because there's new energy. There's that love that you've been held out from. Okay. That love is going to come in spades. All right. And that may even mean something to spades. I don't know. Cause that's a symbol I definitely get. So there's very positive things when you get through this storm of divorce and what you have to do. Because you need to do it. You need to completely just cut ties, and then everything that's yours be returned to you. And I'm talking spiritually, and everything that's theirs be returned to them. You bless them. They owe you nothing. Don't walk away thinking they owe you anything. What's done is done. You guys were more twin flames, perhaps. That's definitely, I don't know. I would guess, I don't know how long you've been together, but most twin flames only last 3 to 5 years. So I'd put you probably somewhere in that or somewhere in that cycle. It could be 9, it could be 15. But bottom line is they just, unless it develops, see, twin flames can grow. And this is just my idea. Okay. There's so many ideas about twin flames. I talked to, and that's the reader I talked about reading for yesterday. It was a very sad relationship deal, Anyway, it's just something. It's something. My goodness. I hope you guys are having fun. I'm a bit of an airhead and stuff, but I like to have fun and try to give people hope. My name is Patrick Omsozo. I'm a certified wellness practitioner and hypnotherapist, life coach. An interesting thing called toe reading and dream interpretation, all those kind of stuff. You can reach me on YouTube and on Facebook, Patrick Omsozo on Facebook and on YouTube. And reach out with some questions, hook you up with a mini video response, or we can get together and, via Messenger or other stuff. We got a whole bunch of different ways of interacting with people. I can do past life regression and those kind of things. And you don't have to be there. You just need to have a comfortable place where I can see you on video, where you can wear some headphones and lay down or sit down in a comfortable position. And actually, it's a very effective way to do it because I'm not right there in your space now, you know, and when you do it via video, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm sorry, I was reading. I was talking and I can't multitask. very good. And you know what, we can end on that. That's a very, very way, that's a great energy to, because it's not an ending, it's a changing, right? Because energy never stops being, it just changes form. So in your case, this relationship is changing form from intimate, where it was, it's already morphing, it's already going through that whole birthing into friendship and moving forward. So, and then you'll have someone that is going to come along in a very intimate way. Okay.
Now, for everyone that's just joined us, in every show, we give away a free one card reading. We pick out a lucky winner that comments. And but if you want to get in the studio for a free reading, please comment and I can contact you and organize that. Other than that, I'm saying my words wrong tonight. The readings are 1777. If you want a more in-depth reading with Patrick now, and we can do that in the comments.
That's 1777 pennies.
Yeah, but if you want to get in the studio for a paid reading, we can also organize that for you.
Yes, absolutely. I have a lot of fun when we have video.
You start, like, you do the pendulum, you do the cards, and like, you've got so much wisdom, don't you?
I appreciate that. Thank you, Kat. Kind words. I love kind words.
You've got so many stories to tell. They're all so interesting, too.
Yeah, if I can remember the whole story.
No, it's fun. It's all good.
Yeah, that's how God keeps me humble, is my memory, I think. You know, I get excited, start down something, and then it's like, red? What? Yeah. It's okay. It's a superpower.
Yeah. So if anyone would like reading, we're coming towards the end now. So please let us know. There's 1777. But we have a show in an hour. Also, so join that and you might win a reading there, free reading, a one-card reading with Sean.
Nice. And,
because we've already done it tonight with Patrick. We've given away the free reading, and it was really good, by the way.
What's that?
Your reading with Sean.
Oh, says. Thank you. Amen. Yes, and yes. That was fun. I definitely felt connected. I feel you're going to be all right, so. You're in a good place. That really sets us up vibrational. When you get into a good place of forgiveness and where you dealt with those binding energies and things that bind us up, you know, bitterness and stuff like that, you can get free of that stuff, then it makes receiving so much more easier, makes manifesting what you want so much more easier. You know, here's one of the tools you can use to manifest is a vision board. Get yourself, whatever piece of cardboard. You need to do it via electronically. Make yourself up a collage. Like, what's your focus? Is it career? Is it love? If it's love, you want to put pictures on that vision board of aesthetically pleasing people and the kind of person you're attracted to, you know. And then put down descriptions within that vision board of, you know, they're peaceful, they're talented, they're wise, you know, they're caring, empathetic, they're psychic, they're not, you know, whatever. You put all that in there too, and then other pictures, like, you know, pictures of marriage, wedding ceremonies, or, you know, rings, or, you know what I mean, sacred symbols that are meant to bless relationships. And that would be your prayer for relationships. If you want a car, cut out, you know, get pictures of the exact car you want, the color and everything, if you can. Or if you can't get the color, but you can get the car, and then you get another color, you get another car that's the color you want, you put that on the vision board. And then, you know, all the describe the different things about the vehicle, pictures and words and symbols, you know, use symbols. I use Reiki symbols a lot. Hebrew, I'm a Shafan master, you use Hebrew symbols, Mem Heshin, Shalom, you know, these type of energetic words that are pregnant, right, with possibilities. You put that on your vision board, and you will manifest what you're looking for. I've seen it work in my life. I've seen it work for other people's lives. It's something, like I said, you could do. A lot of us are on the computer or on your phone. I don't know about phones, but I know there's an app, and it wouldn't surprise me that there is one for phones, for doing collages, right? That's combining a whole bunch of different pictures in different ways on a, you know, within a frame. And you can, those are free, you know, and go to the Play Store or your iTunes, and pretty sure those, there's some free apps for that. Very powerful for manifesting, right? Music, you know, pay attention to what you're listening to, you know. Sometimes we need to change the vibration of our field. And one of the quickest and easiest ways is just to make sure the music you're listening to has some quality to it, some in the sense of vibrationally speaking, higher vibration stuff, you know, even listening to choir, worship or intimate worship, violins, classical, even if it's hard rock, but the lyrics and intention behind it are meant to inspire you. You know, some people, that's what does it for them. I have to be in a mood for whatever. Sometimes I'm in the mood for classical. Sometimes I'm just in the mood for like this beautiful sound, you know, and you get that from bowls and keyboards that emulate different instruments. And that can really change your life, because when you're stuck with just everything's always no, you know, or just not going, and that's boom, boom. It's just a constant bombardment being buffeted by these negative vibrations. And then you swing out of it a little bit, and then you swing right back in, because it's called the universal law of vibration. And you can think of life as this being on a pendulum. Some people, I need to draw this out at some point, get further up, like, you know, Buddhists and even Christians up there in the meditation and the really intimate worship, whatever the spiritual practice, they've come to a place where they're forgiving, they're kind, they live for helping other people, right? Philanthropists and such. And they just have a heart. And so you move your way up there. And so when you start swinging back and forth now, instead of being down here where the swings are so extreme, oh man, maybe you get a moment or just everything clicks and you just, life is great. And it's almost, I hate to say it, because of the vibration, we expect that. It's like, gosh, okay, things have been going good too long. We got to not do that, because, you know, we can move up on that, you know, through forgiving ourselves and others and doing the inner work, you know, loving yourself, treating yourself, right? When I say treat yourself, give yourself a gift, you know, be a cupcake or a cup of coffee or a gold ring or a nice bracelet you've been looking, whatever, you know, just something to acknowledge yourself, you know, be kind to yourself. These are all very powerful things that get you further up the pendulum on that vibration. So we stay mainly in bliss and peace. And when there are, because there will still come, you know, it's amazing when you watch a person in that state of mind when they get tragic news. And I've been around people that are very spiritually ascended, you may say, and they handle it way different than a lot of us further down the pendulum. You know, it's not that it doesn't impact their heart or even challenge their faith, whatever that may be. It's the way they respond to it and the certainty and the balance, right? They don't go off this way too far and they don't go off that way too far. They kind of keep it in the middle, and they celebrate the good. And they give thanks for, you know, the experience, the lessons that we learn, hopefully from the other side of the swing, and stop identifying things as good or bad, you know. And that's a hard one to do, you know, because there are things that are obviously bad, but beautiful things get born from those things. And that's weird. And why? And yeah, right. You know, but put all that aside and just focus on being forgiving and loving and kind to yourself, forgiving to yourself. Yeah, maybe you've forgiven everybody else, but you harbor unforgiveness towards yourself. And that's that's not good either, right? So you're just holding yourself back, regardless if it's towards other people or yourself. So that release and bless yourself, bless other people, and watch the energy turn around, right? Do things, acts of kindness as you're inspired. Don't second guess it. If you really feel, hey, I should buy that person's coffee, then do it, because it's a seed, right? Anytime you sow, when you purchase a reading from one of us, 1777, you know, that's a seed for you, not for me. That's water to me. It's seed to you, and it's energy. It never stops. It's either, it just changes form. And so, and then it comes back, because that pendulum, so it comes here and goes back there. And obviously you're getting a service on top of that. But I'm not talking about the service. I'm talking about the energy, the dharma that you just sowed by helping and supporting someone else's vision. There is power. You have a vision. You have something that you want to do. And if you want to accomplish that, the quickest way is find someone else who has a vision that you can get behind. You don't have to agree with them all the way, but someone who's already experienced what you want to experience, and you come in as a supportive role, in a humble place to learn, to see how they're doing what they're doing so you can do it, all right? You got to learn someplace, right? And then you're also sowing dharmic seeds. When you do that, that'll harvest this life. Karma is next life, and maybe you get out of that because of Christ consciousness, okay? But regardless of that, dharma is the energy. So if I bless someone today, I may be blessed some point in the future for that blessing, especially if I did it in with the idea that I'm not really going to get a reward. I'm not doing being a blessing so I can be blessed. I mean, that's kind of counterproductive if you think about it. But it doesn't, you know, but you have to expect too. So there's a fine line with the ego, right? That serpent.
Thank you for your show tonight, Patrick. It was really good.
Oh, good.
Thank you, everyone, for watching Through the Veil TV. And
Thank you, guys. Through the Veil TV. These guys are building and growing. Make sure to share on your channels. Share where you can. I think I seen a note earlier, you know, from you, Kat. You know, you don't want to overshare either, you know, because you can go to Facebook jail. So.
Yeah. And also your Patrick's website details in the link, also to contact you privately for a private reading if you don't want to have it on the show.
We could have a chat. That would be brilliant.
Thanks, everyone. We'll see you. I'll see you in an hour with Psychic Sean.
Hey, bye-bye. Shalom, Shema Shalom.
Through the Veil TV. Thank you for watching today. You can find information on our psychics on our Facebook page. Please leave them.